During pioneer times, both getting to school and preparing for the school day required work. Imagine having to walk through the woods, ride a horse, or even row a boat to go to school each day. As one person recalled, "I was going up into Port Washington Bay and passed the place just as school was being dismissed, and I never shall forget the sight of these children climbing into their canoes and scattering in all directions." When students arrived, they were given chores, such as bringing in water from a nearby stream or well, gathering and chopping wood for the wood stove, cleaning the kerosene lamps, and ringing the school bell. Schools were usually one-room buildings where all grades were taught together. At any one time, students from different grades would be doing math on individual slates with chalk, or writing using pens made of bird feathers with the end sharpened to a point, known as a quill. Pens were dipped into an inkwell fitted into each wooden desk. Teachers were often not much older than the students. The school building also served as a community gathering place and a place for worship. The ringing of the bell signaled the start and end of each school day, the announcement of religious services, and, if rung continuously at any time, an emergency. Above the roof in the belfry is the bell from the Tracyton School. It was shipped from San Francisco and installed in 1909.